Let's talk to the MP, first of all, for the area, Mark Durkin. Morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, Stephen.
Well, this is a step up, isn't it? First of all, how embarrassing is it for all of us in Northern Ireland that that torch had to be rerouted?
Well, I don't think we should be getting ourselves down or beating ourselves up over this. The fact is, thousands and thousands of people in there yesterday, just like everywhere else, all participated in a very positive way in the Olympic torch run. People were out there for all the right reasons, trying to support very positive things. Now, a handful of people are able to create a disruption. It should exaggerate either their number or their impact on yesterday's event. It's an easy tactic to pull off. The fact is the police had an enormous task yesterday, not just doing all the civil policing arrangements that had to be done in terms of crowd handling and traffic management, but also they were dealing with a situation of a suspect device in the Craigan. There had been the attack as well. And the fact is the police handled the demands of yesterday in a very good and a very sound way. People had a wonderful day, not just yesterday, but over the entire weekend in Derry. That should be the real headline, not the messing of a handful of people.
But Mark, the headline that we want, the headline that we want of Northern Ireland being part of a normal society, but the only place in the UK, the only place where demonstrators have been able to divert the Olympic torch. The only place. There are people that want to demonstrate right throughout the UK. Here in Northern Ireland, we couldn't handle it. We couldn't keep that torch on the specific route.
Well, first of all, I don't think we should exaggerate the impact on the route yesterday.
Also, it's symbolic, Mark, is it not?
No. I think we can exaggerate this. We can end up doing the job of the dissidents for them by talking about that and about nothing else. Thousands and thousands of people were out in Derry yesterday, as they were elsewhere in the north and as they will be today, to enjoy the torch run for all the right reasons. Let's not forget that. Let's not talk about and only focus on and indeed exaggerate the impact of a handful of people. If anybody else decided to create a bit of an incident elsewhere, it could have an impact too. And remember, these people, they chose the location of their protest. They spent parts of yesterday and all the rest of it using social media and all the rest of it to try and build up towards it. They had an impact, but not because of their strength of numbers or anything else. And it was probably right to handle them in the way that they were handled yesterday. Yes, at a slight price to the route of the run, but it didn't spoil the fun of the day for everyone else. So, you know, let's get this into perspective. You know, let's not say, you know, Derry is facing some sort of crisis just because people were able to pull something off yesterday. The police handled it with as much discretion as could be allowed.
Is there a question to be asked, Mark, as to why the police could not keep that route free? Why the police could not protect that route? I go back to the symbolism of this again. I'm not suggesting there is a crisis, but there are certain routes pre-planned throughout any year. Is it not for the police to ensure that when something is as high profile as this, and we were part of a procession around the UK? I repeat again, Mark, the symbolism that we were the only part of the United Kingdom which couldn't protect the Olympic torch route. No matter whether it was one person, a handful of people, or 10,000 people, we couldn't protect it.
Well, first of all, if something happened somewhere, if something happened somewhere else, not just in the north, but anywhere else, it might affect the route.
And but it hasn't. Something,
it only first of all, Stephen, the torch run has a long way to go, a long, long way to go. Let's be very clear. Yesterday is not about did the police handle this right or not. I mean, if we're going to say the police have to protect the route at all costs, what level of policing should they put forward? What visible presence of policing should they be putting forward in a situation where they had many demands? Remember, police resources have to be used to manage the entire route, to manage all of the crowd issues going to St Columb's Park and preparing for people coming from St Columb's Park, all of the traffic issues. There's huge demands on police resources there. And, of course, we had a security situation in there yesterday with a suspect device, with the demands that that places on the police. And, of course, there had been an attack on the police, a pipe bomb on the police at the weekend as well. So let's not be trying to make out that yesterday was some sort of policing failure, that the police failed to protect that route or whatever. The police were doing their job yesterday. Everybody else was doing their job yesterday in terms of out supporting the Olympic torch run, out having a good time, out being part of a very positive weekend in the city, looking forward to a very positive year for the city. Yes, a handful of people were able to manage things for themselves, were able to target that event, and were able to score a cheap headline. Now, let's not give them any more profit than that.
That wasn't the only thing that's happened. Obviously, we have this situation where the police have described an attack in the Craigan area of Derry as a murder bid. Rad said it has carried out a bomb attack on a police vehicle because of what they've described as the increased and even more brutal attacks on Republicans and their families.
Well, the weekend saw the use of a lethal weapon. A lethal weapon being used against the police has to be counted as a murder bid. And, of course, the way in which the weapon was tossed at the police, it wasn't as though there was precise aiming or anything else. That weapon could have bounced in front of somebody else, in front of a civilian. So it wasn't just representing a murder threat to police officers, but to possibly to civilians in the Craigan as well. So that is serious in itself. The fact that we're now told that this has come from RAD, it shows that RAD are losing control of even what they claim was their own purpose, their own focused agenda, as they claimed, in relation to the drugs problem. They're not in control.
So they've upped the ante. Well, maybe they're in control and they've decided to up the ante.
Well, they've said, they have maintained all along that they had a particular focus, that they weren't part of the political...
Not saying it anymore, Mark.
Exactly. And so the message for them has to be that they are not in control of their own self-styled agenda anymore. Therefore, they should have pause to stop.